From the Bureau of Economic Geology, this is EarthDate. Gravity is different in different places on Earth, and gravity can change when masses on or in the Earth shift, like in an earthquake or volcanic eruption, or when a polar ice sheet melts or calves into the sea, or even when groundwater levels change. It's this last one we'll take a closer look at from space. 15 years ago, NASA launched the Gravity Recovery and Climate Experiment, or GRACE. It's a pair of satellites with a codependency issue. Rather than measuring the Earth's surface, they keep track of each other. In particular, their exact distance from one another, down to the micron. When the first satellite passes over a place on Earth with greater gravity, it speeds up very, very slightly, and the distance between the satellites increases by less than the width of a human hair. When it passes over an area with lower gravity, the distance decreases. By tracking the expanding and contracting distances between each other, over 2.5 billion miles of Earth orbits, the pair has given us a more accurate picture of varying gravity than ever before, which has revealed something very important. Humans have never been able to measure groundwater well. But by sensing the shifting gravity as the water is depleted, the satellites have found that, under many cities and deserts, groundwater reserves have declined by 2/3 since they started measuring, putting these communities at serious risk. With this remarkable data from space, we can better manage our water resources here on Earth. I'm Scott Tinker, and thanks for listening.
EarthDate is produced by the Bureau of Economic Geology at the University of Texas at Austin. EarthDate is researched by Julie Hennings, written by Harry Lynch, and distributed by Mark Blunt and Casey Walker. For more stories, follow us on Facebook or visit earthdate.org.